From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block, welcoming the return of cake.
It's been a long time since I've seen your smiling face. It's been a long time.
The band started out in Sacramento 20 years ago and has built up a fanatically devoted following. Fans who've been wondering where Cake has been since it released its last album 7 years ago. Well, here's Cake again with a new CD titled Showroom of Compassion.
It's been a long time since we drove your Pontiac.
Cake co-founder and lead singer John McRae talked with me about the challenges of keeping the band going while the music industry is in such decline.
We had to sort of reevaluate our whole sort of business model, and we knew that it probably wasn't a good idea to be on a big label right now. But we also thought that we would be crushed like a bug releasing an album on our own label. Thankfully, we were wrong, but it was, you know, we didn't have high hopes.
Well, here's the interesting thing. So the new CD comes out. It debuts at number one on the Billboard 200. But here's the catch. It debuts at number one with the lowest selling number one record in 20 years, 44,000 copies, which is just a blip on the radar, really.
And I think that's perfect for a band like Cake. You know, the sort of opposites coexisting together, optimism and pessimism, are actually buddies sitting together on the same sofa.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's sort of what we're about. Another way of looking at it is that we sold the same, basically, as our album 7 years ago did in our first week then. During a period of 7 years of precipitous decline in the music industry, I think that was a pretty salutary feeling for us.
Yeah, what does that tell you about where the music industry is right now and what the, you know, the future of recorded music is?
Oh, I'm very pessimistic about it. You know, can you put food on your table with music? Probably not. I think I see music as a really great hobby for most people in 5 or 10 years. I think there will always be a level of like Lady Gaga and, you know, that sort of celebrity artist. But I don't know, like, the middle class of music. I see everybody I know who I think, you know, some of them really important artists are studying how to do other jobs.
Well, what does that mean for Cake as a band after 20 years of being together and a pretty loyal fan base? Does it mean a whole lot more touring to keep the momentum going or what?
Yeah, I mean, at a certain point, I'll probably go on strike and say I don't want to tour anymore.
hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, you know, it probably will. I don't think we're going to be touring forever, but for the time being, it's fine. And I would like to find a way to make a living without having to leave town and, you know, leave my family behind. And recording music was that way of earning a living. So, yeah, I mean, I'm probably going to close up shop within a few years.
With the touring?
Yeah, with the touring. I mean, it's hard to be in motion, you know, for 2 years.
You know, I can tell that the touring has taken a toll on you through one of the songs on the new CD, Bound Away, which is, it sounds to me almost like a takeoff on a sea shanty, but you're up in an airplane and you kind of, you can't get down, and when you get down, things are still bad.
I'm circling, I'm swiveling, I'm waiting just to land. I'm trying to come home, but I'm here with the band. Traveling, unraveling, I'm staying on track. My plastic utensil has broken in half. Away, 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 away.
That song, Bound Away, was that born on an airplane when you were just going through, I just can't believe I'm doing this again, out on the road,
yeah,
driving
part
me crazy?
Part of it was written on an airplane. Part of it was written waiting in line for an airplane, you know. Yeah, lots of waiting around when you're touring. You know, it's 1 or 2 hours a day of activity, and the rest of the day is waiting in line.
There's low visibility, gusty wind and rain. My carry-on luggage is still on the plane. Seconds turn to minutes, minutes turn to hours. Hours get you a lifetime and a grave with pink flowers.
I wanted to ask you about a signature sound that's been on Cake albums all through the years, and our producers put together a little montage here of an instrument that's become your trademark, among others. John McCrae, that rattling percussive sound we're hearing there?
Yeah, that's called a vibraslap.
The vibraslap.
And it's descended from an old African instrument that was made from the jawbone of a large mammal that, when held by the chin and hit against the other hand, the teeth, without gums to secure them tightly within the sockets, the teeth would rattle. So that's how badass humans have always been. I have to finesse it into a rock music context. It really can't be heard very well over the usual bombast of rock, so I have to find places where the rock sort of recedes to sort of put the vibraslap in.
I'm talking with John McCrae, one of the founders of the group Cake. And John, what's the life you see for yourself after, when the band is done?
I think I want to live a little closer to the ground. I'm actually quite interested in farming and gardening, and I just think maybe some subsistence farming might be the ticket.
You know, I bet a farmer, though, would be listening to you saying, John, you're crazy. I want to be where you are. I want to be up on that stage.
Yeah, everybody wants something they don't have. That said, I think you have to do what's healthy, you know, and there's something pretty healthy about working every day outdoors and, you know, not being on an airplane all the time.
Well, John McCrae of Cake, great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Melissa.
And you can hear full songs from Cake's new CD, Showroom of Compassion, at nprmusic.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.